Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Bleicher of PRG, Berkshire Hathaway, Ambassador Real Estate, and MWR Building and Fence. We'll get to Bill's throws in a second. Nick, before that, I want to address a text here, a couple texts coming in.
Is this about me again? Or are
no,
you
this is
be...
actually about it's about me, actually, this time. Evan on the text line says this: holy crap, Jake sounds like he's been on a three-day bender, not in good shape for radio. Am I in bad shape for radio right now, Nick?
You don't sound bad over my speakers or over my ear, my AirPods. But once again, that doesn't mean anything. I also, my computer sounds like it's going to blow up. So
the spaceship sound. It's loud. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very loud. And so I'm sitting here going, oh boy, we have an hour and 15 minutes left of the program here. And then we have the drive to follow. I don't know if my little MacBook is going to make it through.
Well,
this
it
stuff
sounds
today.
Good on my end. Yeah, you sound fine over here. So I don't know if it's just me good. Or if it's Evan. I mean, again, I am on a low sleep. I didn't have a bender, though. I only had, I had two beers total yesterday, Nick. Two.
That was another thing. I'll say this. That was one thing about the Virgin that I found out. Complimentary drinks. You don't see that. You don't see that very often anymore. It's complimentary drinks. And so
we got a big word used on YouTube. John says, these two hosts, hello, it's Nick and Jake, sound ambivalent as to whether Nebraska wins tonight or not. You would never have seen this attitude in the 70s or 90s. Sad to see. That's not our problem. You're right. That is the issue of Nebraska's program. Again, since 2001, last time in a title game, they have been average at best. You know, Bo Pelini had them, three out of 4 years in the title game of the conference and lost every time. Close game against Texas, close game against Oklahoma, not a close game against Wisconsin. You had chances to get over the hump and maybe get this thing built. It didn't happen. They were close. And then ever since then, Mike Riley didn't work out. Scott Frost didn't work out. Matt Rhule so far again has not worked out. It hasn't gone to a level of getting over the hump, which you thought you'd get in year three. I think it's also, Nick, part of the confusion or the anger is that we were sold Matt Rhule's timeline at Temple and Baylor year three is kind of the big leap year. The schedule was for the taking. You had Riola in the second year and it didn't happen. So there's confusion, some anger, and just really people that just aren't really sure where this is going. But that's better than think it's going nowhere at all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the general consensus from a lot of people, myself included, is that it's headed in the right direction. Maybe just not in the fashion and as quick as Nebraska fans feel like it could be. Especially as you look forward to next year, and this is going to sound like a Debbie Downer take, but I think there's genuine concern for what Nebraska could look like next year. Record-wise, the record doesn't tell the entire story, but it certainly does on a surface level. And the schedule next year, the teams you have to play, it is a lot harder than this year. And I don't want to keep using that as a reason to why Nebraska needs to win today, but it certainly can be viewed as one of the biggest.
Got some more response before we get to Bill's thrills, Nick. Derek says, it sounds like I'm in a tube or underwater. So it's not maybe the sound of me. I don't have the fancy mic that Nick has, and that's my own fault. I'm not on remote very often. Usually, when Nick's not that's either. True. But I'm usually almost 99% of the time in the studio. So I did not have one of those fancy mics that Nick has. But, got that casino money from last night. He can get a couple more of those.
Yeah, you know what? I bought this microphone 15 minutes ago. Okay. I did not. What I think what also is to is contributing to people thinking you might be on a bender is the fact that you're sitting in a half lit room.
Yeah, and I have this. The lights are all the way.
Jake, your hotel room is very different from mine.
No, it is. Mine's bigger than yours for some reason. I don't know why.
But you're on the sixth floor and I'm on the 11th.
I'm sitting in between two light fixtures that have great light, and it's not showing that for some reason.
Well, you elected to go with the hat today, and so that's
I don't have much hair, so I'm doing that.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just said anyways.
You don't wear a hat most days.
No, I don't. Maybe I should do that more often. Okay, it's time to fire up Bill's Thrills, and we'll pass on playing the intro. But Bill's Thrills is sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting, your go-to for
Randy.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house. More. Please call or text Randy at 402-5204. Okay, Bill's Thrills, last one of the year, Jake's takes, is simply this. Let's hear the best of the year. Now, this is not Mozzarella Monday. It's not that. I want to know from the Breakers, again, whether it's personal, whether it's your sports, like, what was the best of your year? 464-5685. Interactive time with you. Nick, I mean, for me, if I had answered that, the best of my year was a couple things. I went to Hawaii back in May. That was awesome for a week. That was a blast. I had a great time there. I loved going to Arrowhead for the KC game. That was fun. Nebraska won. It was incredible. It was like 70 degrees. It was perfect for late August. Unbelievable weather. We were at the Royal Stadium before that for our pregame show. And then, basketball didn't deliver. You know, the Crown was fun to watch. That wasn't what you wanted to make for the tournament. But I'd say personally going to Hawaii was my best of the year. And then sports-wise, really enjoyed the Thursday night game in KC. And that stadium was popping. It was raucous. The game was entertaining. It delivered a good product, I thought. And Cincinnati, until they folded later on this year, was a good team for a long time. So that would be the best of my year. You guys can text 402-464-5685. Best year personally and best of your year in sports would be our Bill's Thrills, Jake's takes today. What do you got, Swim?
So I think I'm going to go in line with you in saying that a trip was one of my favorites. In August for a week, I went to Canada, to Cottage Country.
Yes.
And that was incredible. About 2.5 hours north of Toronto for a week. That was really, really nice. For sporting events, though, it has to be game 3 of the NLDS, the Chicago Cubs against the Milwaukee Brewers. By the grace of God, we were in Chicago. Austin Orman and I were in Chicago for Big Ten basketball media days, and the Cubs ended up hosting a playoff game at Wrigley Field. Not only was it my first time at Wrigley Field, it was my first Cubs game. And as a diehard Cubs fan, it's going to be real hard to top that environment. The Cubs beat the Brewers that night before going back to Milwaukee and losing the next two games in Milwaukee to lose the series. But that was by far the best sporting event I attended.
This is not intended to be a shot at you, Nick, but this is honesty.
Yeah.
I've known you for, I don't know, 6 years. Is it 6 years now? How long?
And you're five and a half.
You are a diehard Cubs fan.
Yeah.
I'm still a little shocked that at age 24 that you.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good, too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS.
You went to your first Cubs, I know. Whether it was in Kauffman at a Royals game or even go to Denver, yeah, possibly to Coors Field, or just going to Wrigley. I know the games are expensive at Wrigley Field. I get that. But yeah, it shocks me as the sports fan you are that maybe in college you didn't even make a trip out to Wrigley with some friends to go see Wrigley.
I'll be honest. It was always on our bingo card, but it just never lined up. It just never lined up. So I just, you know, as every other person, grew up watching the Cubs on WGN. That's how you become a fan. And I remember watching Alfonso Soriano and Carlos Zambrano and Giovanni Soto, Ryan Theriot at shortstop for the Chicago Cubs.
Carlos Zambrano, nice pull.
Yeah. He threw out the first pitch at Game 3 of the NLDS that we attended. So it was – I mean, that's just how every kid grew up watching the Cubs and started cheering for them. And so on WGN. And so that's the way I started. And then I really haven't started traveling as much as I have until these last, you know, 2 years or so. And I've really tried to make a conscious effort to go out and see new places. And so I don't know, college, you didn't have a lot of money in college, Jake. Not all of us in a tax bracket.
I
know, like you.
I just said one game ever, maybe in potentially Kansas City, where it's not as expensive for as Wrigley Field. Okay.
I wasn't able to sell books as a college student to make money.
Well, you could have, you just chose not to. Shout out to Southwestern. Okay, Kay, got a couple responses from the text line. Let's hear the best of your year. Let's see. Someone says, a trip to Ireland. This is Jane and Wahoo. A trip to Ireland and Husker volleyball season. It was just simply amazing, even with the way it ended. That's a good response. Jane, Big Bird says, welcome to our third baby to the family in March. Took my son to his first Husker game against Houston Christian back in September.
Nice.
Someone says here, this is Husker Rick in Crevecoeur, Missouri. Says, Jake and Nick, my best of the year was watching the Huskers beat Cincinnati at Arrowhead and my daughter getting accepted to Nebraska for college. Good year.
Wow.
How about this? Now, I told you about this for sure. I told you about this, Nick, but I went to, I think it was the West Georgia game, first game of the year. I went to the corner bar, which is where Longwells used to be in the rail yard.
Yes.
And I told you I met Braden Fraker's dad. He came up and talked.
That's right.
He says on the text line, meeting Jake at the corner bar before watching my kid play for Husker Hoops with the juvenile jacket was the best year. Rick, that was a great moment for me as well. I was glad to meet you. And your son is an absolute joy to watch play basketball. He plays just such an old school type. He just goes to the rim and he is fearless. Fearless.
Well, I can't believe Rick is his name, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Rick, you got your best of the year has to be something about your son making Big Ten Freshman of the Week a couple of times or being
twice now.
Pretty recognized. Yeah. Pretty notable on this undefeated Nebraska basketball team. We love Jake, but there's no way on God's green earth can that be your number one.
No.
As your son is having a stellar season for the Husker basketball squad.
Don't you dare shoot down Rick's answer there, okay? He likes meeting me. It's fun. YouTube, Bolt says, my top sports moment was playing 18 holes with Jake. Yeah, see, that's two now. They had a great
experience.
Bolt and Rick Frager.
All I'm going to say, Jake bailed last night. I wanted him to stick around.
I bailed. I decided to go to bed. 30. Yeah, I did. Okay, and we both made up for 4 a.m. radio, which is a different story.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said Sainert looks dead. I am dead. I've been up since 4 a.m. Tuesday. I woke up at 4 a.m. and lifted before I did the show.
See, someone else says, are you guys logging in 8 minutes to try and get a book, a tea time at Landman like we are? I'm putting that on my brother-in-law, Taylor. That's his job. He does a great job every year. So he is the one in charge of that. So that's, a reminder to him. I think he's on top of it anyway. So, yes, those will sell out in probably 3 hours like usual for the whole year.
Yeah, I don't get involved in that. Is that one of those things where you have to prepay?
Yes.
Okay.
Prepay. You don't like that, Nick? You can sell your tea time to somebody.
I understand why you prepay. I just, and I understand why businesses want people to prepay. I just,
Couple it more. Is Kyle Lincoln, in terms of the let's hear the best of your year, says, personally, my oldest son, Taylor's wedding to his wife, Caitlin, in September. Weather was perfect. And sports, game 7 of the World Series, Dodgers winning in extra innings. That was an epic game 7 this year, for sure. Good response there. Derek says, thanks for the Landman reminder. You're welcome. 8 o'clock Central Time, that opens up. You're welcome for that. Let's see. Too ripped to quit. Another Jake Huppins says, Jake looks good with the beard and a black hat. Badass. Thank you, Too Ripped to Quit. Appreciate that. I promise you that was not me texting in, Nick.
This is remarkable. Jake is gone for 2 days, and it's like everybody just has to just follow back in line that Jake's the best here. And
listen, Nick, I wasn't up last night in gambling. You got to help me out with my confidence here, okay?
I'm trying to help me out.
You're the one that's up a lot of money, and I'm down, okay? Okay, Sanderson says, yeah, I'm down 80. I'm down right now. Sanderson says, making it through 2025 after you drop dead once every day, every year is a true blessing. Here's to another, God willing. Sanderson had a haymaker, widowmaker, heart attack a couple years ago, and so we're happy to still have him with us. Kent says, my 2-year-old grandson, Charlie, was the best of the year. More power to you, Kent. Thunder Knot Collins says, my best of the year was I spent 4 days in China, and they didn't arrest me. How about that?
What is that? Hold on, can we go back to the grandchild one? Because what do you mean by the more power to you, Kent? What do you mean by that, Jake? Well, do you just mean that?
No, here's why I said that, because, he didn't give a moment.
Put your hat back on.
Yeah, I know. But he didn't give me a moment. I said, what was the best of the year? And he just said his 2-year-old grandson. And, that's a compilation of a year. That does count. Like, Scotland is almost 2. She was a huge part of my year as well, and I would have her in that conversation.
A big part of your year, yeah.
But so your own daughter. I was just trying to say, a moment. And it's not a shot at Kent, but you're making me a shot now, Nick. You're making me the bad guy here.
Well, you were like, all right, yeah, that's a good one, Kent. Yeah, that's a good one. It was a very sarcastic one. Yeah, more power to you. That was the quote.
Listen, it's early, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh, 2-year-old child, the more power to you.
Nels in Montana, best of the year. Dodger and I are harvesting a couple backcountry mule bucks. Nice. Joe in Boulder says, thank you guys for waking up early on game day. Great way to start the day. Thank you, Joe, for chiming in. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe.
Kent says, just lots of moments with the 2-year-old grandson. Okay, thank you. That's legitimate.
Is it?
Yep.
I hope so.
And then Bud Crawford was the best of the year. Taking our son to Atlanta and getting to watch 2 Braves games at home. Pretty good year.
Nice. Let me know on the text line how Truist Park was. I'm curious about that spot. New spot.
Kobe says, Jake is reading fake texts. No, I'm not. It's a real text. Husker of the Texan says, Jake and Nick are just like sisters. Well, why can't we be brothers? Why are we going to be sisters?
Yeah.
Well, come on now. Crazy. Why are we going to be sisters here? Well, we are. Me and Nick have very much so a brother-like relationship, I would say. I like to give him crap. He gives me crap. It works that way. Once again, today's topic was let's hear the best of your year. That is Jake's takes, Bill's throws, the final edition of that for 2025. We will come back with Bill's throws again, though, on Friday with Bill back in place for the first one of the year. So that should be great. When we come back, hour 3, let's take a look at the playoff games. There's more than just Nebraska and Utah today. Let's look at the playoff games. 1 tonight, 3 tomorrow. Preview of that is next on Early Break of the Ticket live from Las Vegas.
You're listening to coverage of Nebraska football in the 2025 Las Vegas Bowl.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. and Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.